Hello, I'm Michelle Kumar, and this is Russian Ark in the State Hermitage Museum. Today, I will be discussing the 2002 Russian film, Russian Ark, directed by Alexander Sukharov, a pseudo-documentary film shot in one take focused on the State Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia. The structure of this podcast will firstly depict the evolution of the building through its history and the film, and secondly, how the film captures the State Hermitage Museum in its atmosphere and intent. Featured are excerpts from my interview with Professor Deborah Neal, a York University history professor with an MA in Russian history, on her experience of going to the State Hermitage Museum. To understand the film Russian Ark, we must first understand the main character, the State Hermitage Museum. The State Hermitage, formerly known as the Winter Palace, was initially built by Peter the Great in 1711 and reconstructed by Empress Elizabeth in 1741 for the purpose of an imperial residence for winter, hence the original name. Initially, the building was a three-story rectangular structure with a courtyard, all of which looked over the Neva River in St. Petersburg. The building would be remodeled over time, with the addition of other buildings, ultimately creating the Hermitage Complex. This led to a display of both 18th century Baroque styles and 19th century Classicist styles that really juxtaposed the eras of the people who lived there over the 300 years that the building has been around. In the end, the Hermitage would have 11 buildings in total.
We were expecting it to be great, but we weren't expecting the level of lavishness and the sheer size and scope of it. When you approach it, the buildings go on and on and on and on. They take up multiple city blocks, and then from behind, they look a little bit different because it was, of course, added onto over time. So the immensity of it.
With the vastness of the estate, it was Catherine the Great who founded the Winter Palace as a museum in 1764, albeit private, when she acquired several art collections and created a gallery within the Winter Palace, which is discussed in Russian Ark. Change arrived in 1837 when a fire in the Winter Palace burned a large section of the building. Many of the art and valuables were saved, though objects that were unmovable were ultimately lost. The damage to the building had a profound effect, frequently lamented in Russian Ark by Marquis de Custine as terrible. 2 years later, the building was restored, along with the creation of additional living quarters for the Tsars and gallery buildings to hold the art collections. In 1852, Tsar Nicholas I declared the additional buildings that he had created separate from the main palace as the New Hermitage, a public museum that would hold art and other historical items. This continued until the Bolshevik Revolution in 1917, in which the Winter Palace was stormed and the imperial family was deposed. From then on, the entire complex became a museum, as the communists believed in preserving their history for the public. It was in 1941 that a crisis emerged.
During the Second World War, and this was a huge part of the story at the Hermitage when we were there too, they had all these plaques about what they did to try to save the pieces during the siege of Leningrad. They buried stuff in the garden, they hid stuff in barns, they put them in unused rooms. They bent over backwards to save everything they possibly could in the museum.
In Russian Ark, we see a cold gray room with hundreds of empty frames. After the war, all pieces were thankfully returned to the museum. Today, the State Hermitage Museum is considered one of the largest museums and called the jewel in the crown of St. Petersburg, with over 3 million objects contributing to the preservation of the history, culture, and heritage of Russia.
You get this visceral feel through the objects that they admired. You know, you learn a lot about Catherine the Great from the fact that she collected all of this lavish Western European art. Get a sense of both the way the West was such an influence on what we might call the European part of Russia, but also on the way the Russians have this really proud painting history of their own. And so what I incorporated into my teaching, or what I really started to try to think about, was Russian painting traditions, like that famous painting of Peter the Great with his son Alexei, and the stuff that's very Russian in its origin, and that the Russians weren't imitators of the West, they were in conversation with the West.
The State Hermitage is considered a living memorial to Imperial Russia, as it is a heritage place and a museum centered on Russia's imperial past. The buildings have bore witness to the imperial rulers and Russia's first foray into parliamentary government, and now acts as a place that preserves Russian imperialist history, despite the violent collapse of imperialism.
like really loving the opulence of the Tsarist period, which we thought rested uneasily with its 20th century history of communism. And we were surprised that people who had been born into communism and who were still feeling nostalgic to a certain extent and ambiguous about their communist past would be so willing to enjoy and revel in a museum that represented the old order.
Now that we understand the Hermitage itself, let's turn to Russian Ark. The film brings the viewer through the Hermitage Museum, specifically three buildings: the Old Hermitage, the Hermitage Theater, and the Hermitage. The film is from the perspective of a Russian who has died and woken up at the gates of the Hermitage, voiced by the director himself, Alexander Sokurov. The narrator walks through the Hermitage, guided by the 19th century French diplomat, Marquis de Custine, who acts as a foil as he gives a non-Russian perspective on what the narrator sees. While the narrator is often in awe of his nationalistic Russian imperialist history, Custine mocks the Russians and their backward ways, pointing out the glorification that can occur in a museum setting. They also discuss the evolution of the State Hermitage throughout the film, its conception, the fire, the additions, and remodeling. The film is shot in one continuous 96-minute take, wherein thousands of actors in period costumes, ranging from the 18th century to the 20th century, appear and reenact events and what could have taken place within the different rooms, without mixing historical periods. The reenactments and costume people include Catherine the Great enjoying one of her plays at the Hermitage Theater, and the last Tsar, Nicholas II, having tea with his family in the small dining room.
Nicholas II lived in the Winter Palace, and you could connect from the rooms where the art was housed directly into the Winter Palace. So again, you had this feeling, I was remembering this when I was watching Russian Ark, you had this feeling of stumbling upon things in the Hermitage, in the Winter Palace, where you turned a corner and you were sort of vaulted into a completely different era. And I remember that sensation when we went into the apartments of the Tsar and his family.
The reenactments are largely brief, but there are two large reenactments, one of which is an impressive choreographed ballroom sequence in the Great Nicholas Hall, where young aristocrats in 1913 dance the Russian mazurka. This would be the last ball that would ever take place in the Winter Palace before the Great War, and the abdication and subsequent assassination of the imperial family.
I loved the scene at the end where you see all the people exiting the ball. And it's exactly, you just know that's exactly what it was like. Like the crazy dancing and the you know, ordinary, they were acting like ordinary people, even though they're in these like almost cartoonish outfits, but these are the things people would have worn. And the material culture of it, I thought, really brought it to life.
The director, Alexander Sokurov, wanted to depict the Hermitage because he saw it as a cultural treasure chamber, a place of living history and memory, filled with culture, life, and art, a place that legitimizes and authenticates the items that reside there due to its heritage nature. As the film title, Russian Ark, suggests, he saw the Hermitage as an ark that carries and preserves the culture, history, and heritage of Russia's past among the raging seas of time, ensuring their survival akin to Noah's Ark, and that the content of this Russian Ark is what keeps the culture alive and eternal for the Russian community. The goal of his film was to depict the State Hermitage Museum as an ark and capture the emotion and grandeur of the large palace museum through the history of the building and exude the feeling of what it's like to be in a place where history has taken place.
I love the way that it was brought to life. Like it breathed life into the museum. And I've been through the museum, and there's a scene in Russian Ark where you're in a kind of a more modern day, they stumble into a room where it's a bunch of people who are like me and my friend Karen who went through it, right? Like we're looking at the paintings, we're in our like sweaters, right? Like we're so far removed in terms of what we're wearing and the way we're acting from the rest of the film. And I love that moment because I realized in a way I was a historical moment too. So I love the idea that the museum remains and its history changes around it and in a way in it. And that we, like the idea that I had shared space, it kind of collapsed time too. So the idea that I had shared space with these people in these nutty outfits and like who had fought Napoleon and sneaking into the back kitchen and watching Peter the Great abuse a servant, like the idea that time was collapsed and I was actually part of the story was super cool for me. So I thought as an audience member, it was really enriching.
And with that, the episode comes to a close. Thank you for joining me on Russian Ark and the State Hermitage Museum. You can access a copy of Russian Ark at your local library, and I suggest following along with the virtual tour at hermitagemuseum.org, where you can access more information on the museum. Farewell.